Heidi and Frank show. All you UFC fans should probably go to UFC.com/fightweek for more info or to purchase tickets to any of the events or book your travel to the second annual Fight Week, July 3rd through the 6th in Las Vegas. Book your travel now, because really, if you are a UFC fan, it's the ultimate week for you because there's so many events going on, culminating with one of the biggest sporting events of the year, with UFC 162, Silva versus Weidman at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on Saturday, July 6th. Like I said, we have tickets. We're going to be giving those away on Friday. You can always register to get those tickets when you call us all week long at 7:30 tomorrow. Instead of the Mystery News Theater, it's going to be who's going to be in the running to get the tickets. Just call in. Don't have to do anything special. And you put your name in the hat for one of the, like I said, the biggest sporting events of the year in UFC. A lot of other events going on as well. I mean, they have Q&As. This is UFC Fan Expo, UFC Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which, by the way, is going to be Forrest Griffin and Stephen Bonner, who are together probably responsible for some of, if not all, the success the UFC has had. Like how it just instantly came onto the scene. Forrest Griffin and Stephen fought. They were in the first Ultimate Fighter series, and it was an amazing fight. And so that being like the, it's like being on the first Survivor and the Survivor launching the reality series.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, okay.
I was there in the beginning.
Yeah. This guy's with the first.
Right.
And now they're going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame before this, during this week. So, and every fighter is going to be there. The fan access that the UFC has is like some of the best. I mean, as far as like any professional sport, being able to actually
right
have
there
that
see them, shake their hand.
Yeah, that close access to the UFC fighters. And they're all, seem like the ones we've talked to, grounded, down-to-earth guys, especially guys like Forrest Griffin, who good old Georgia boys and have just been a fan favorite for many, many years, starting in 2005. So I couldn't be happier that he's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And he's on the phone with us.
All right.
Hello, Forrest.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Are you excited about this being inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess if you have to quit something, it's the way to go out.
You'd rather still be fighting.
It'd be cooler just to fight more.
Yeah.
Is that a possibility? Because you were in an interview and you said that if your body
In fact, I have to quit saying that. It's really not.
It's not.
My shoulder's pretty shot. I brush my teeth with my left hand now, so I don't think I'm going to be fighting anymore.
But also,
my chin's getting soft, too, so.
Oh. Got the old glass chin, huh?
Yeah, it's getting there. And I have no power to scare anybody away, too.
So. Oh, believe me, Forrest Griffin, I'm sure there are plenty of guys that don't want to be in the octagon with you.
Well, especially there was a fight, and I mean, this is before probably I got into the UFC, but I mean, I'm going to go back and look this up, because I just saw this looking at your bio, that you were in a fight where you were kicked in the left arm, and you broke your left arm, and it didn't end there. You went on to win the fight with your right hand by knockout.
I did, yes, that happened.
You are so badass.
That's a true story.
That's just...
And I got a better one, though. In South Africa, when the whole shoulder thing started, the guy threw me on the ground, Olympic wrestler. My shoulder came out, it came dislocated, like it looked like a 14-year-old girl's breast. It was pretty horrible. And I actually used my limp, dead arm to choke the guy out, and I won that fight, too.
So when you grabbed your limp, dead arm, it's like you were choking him with just a rope because you had no ability to strengthen that arm? You just kind of drew
it? Yeah, I actually put my head on the back of his head and just pulled my forearm into his throat.
God, Forrest
Griffin. And I had, like, super strength at the time because all the adrenaline kicking from my shoulder.
Yeah,
and then as soon as the fight was over, I was like, "Oh my god,
boys got very high."
This is why, among the many reasons, that Forrest Griffin is being inducted into the Hall of Fame during this second annual Fight Week they have there, the UFC, July 3rd through the 6th in Las Vegas, and this event is an amazing event. I mean, as far as the access that the UFC fan has,
every fighter ever is going to be there. I mean, if your favorite fighter isn't here at the thing, then they're probably fighting. And if you need somebody else, I will fly, go get them, and bring them back to you. No, they're really having everybody.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's an amazing event, and you can actually go get your travel and purchase tickets to any of the events they're having, UFC.com/Fight Week. I hear that the weigh-ins are a super event in and of themselves, just on a regular fight week, and that the weigh-ins are something to see.
Yeah, I mean, if you're into, ripped men in their underwear, then the Rams are just right up your alley.
Now, who,
sign me up.
Do you have, Forrest, do you have a favorite fighter right now, or do you not talk about that?
Yeah, I have a bunch of favorite fighters, yeah.
Like who, if you were going to, back somebody, who looks really good right now?
I mean, Gray's a friend of mine. Matt Brown's been fighting great.
Yeah.
What's his name that's not fighting at 45? What's his name?
Dan Henderson?
No.
He used to be the 55 champ, now he fights at 45.
Didn't he just fight last week? I can't remember his name either.
He's like super famous. He beat BJ.
I know. No, it's on the tip of my tongue too. I just watched him fight last week and he won.
He's from New Jersey. He's champ, like more than I was.
Come on, look it up,
somebody.
Eric. Help me out. See,
we're having
brain
fart.
On the tip of our tongue. Anyway, he'll probably be there at this event.
Yeah.
Don't tell him we all forgot his name.
But he's one of my favorites, just the way he fights.
All right.
Yeah, as far as like you being one of the, I guess, godfathers of the popularity of UFC from when you were on The Ultimate Fighter and you had that the Ultimate Fight with Stephen Bonner, and you're both being inducted to the Hall of Fame. Is it going to be special being inducted with him, knowing that you both had that history?
Yeah, it'll be cool. We're going to hold hands.
have a moment.
All that.
You know what I mean.
Do it upright.
Now that you are retired, and
we're like me and Stefan are not the godfathers. That's like Gracie. He's like the godfather. Well, we're like those weird uncles.
Well, you're like made
show
men,
up uninvited.
No,
you know?
Yeah.
Giving
sloppy
like that
kisses.
Uncle that makes jokes with your kids that are wildly inappropriate.
Like 14-year-old girls.
But we're family,
breath.
So you can't throw us out.
Right.
Well, yeah,
literally, that's what we are. And I think, like, I've been working at the UFC now, and I mean, I get that feeling. So I just go with it. I just do whatever I
embrace
want to
it.
Do far, so.
As far as, like, you going back to your roots as far as your career, now that you said you're out of fighting, is there any chance of you going back to being some kind of law enforcement? Not, like, actually a cop, but, like, being, like,
a defensive tactics instructor, something of that nature?
Something, you know.
Private
you know,
security?
Yeah, maybe working, you know.
No, see, here's the thing about law enforcement. It's a lot like work.
Yeah. Who wants to do that?
It's like work. Like, I like what you guys do. This seems like a pretty easy
game. Oh, just farting around? Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's come on
way
in.
To go.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what I do. So
we've yet to break a bone doing this.
Although Frank has thrown some kicks.
Yeah.
Right at my head.
I don't even like having jobs where I have to be on my feet for long periods of time.
When you were a cop back in Georgia, do you remember the one stop that you had that just stands out in your head? It's like the cop story that you always tell?
Oh, yeah. I've got a couple.
Give us a juicy one.
All right, well, this one, I was following a kid doing a little DUI task force. I figured he was drunk. I'm following him. The worst thing you can do is chase a drunk. You know, so I'm calling him in, but we're not going fast, so I'm still following him. I got my lights and siren on, but he's actually like a bandit speed limit. And we pulled behind his house because, you know, if you're drunk and you get home, you tag your house, you're safe. Unfortunately,
I made it to base.
So we pulled behind his house, no big deal. But then, and I haven't called out where I am because I'm an idiot and I was young. And two people get out of the car and run. Like in different directions. So now I'm a little worried. I don't know what's going on. So I get out of the car. I draw it down on the kid. He's got what appears to be a gun in his hand. I don't know if he's drunk or just crazy. He's like turning around. He won't listen to me. I'm screaming. I'm trying to scream that little radio thing. And then I realize I don't even know how to use it. So I just throw it down and start screaming at him. And I was really going to shoot this kid. And then his cell phone is like his old cell phone. It like flashes. Like blue, you know, that blue tint.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it was actually what he was doing is calling his brother, who was a sergeant on day shift, to get him out of the DUI.
So, yeah. So,
yeah,
so it wasn't a gun. You almost shot a kid with a cell phone. Yeah.
I was like, that's a hell of a story. So hell now you're going to go back.
That would have, things would have been wildly different had that happened, right?
Right.
No doubt. Well, Forrest, we are very proud of you for, for the Hall of Fame induction. It's going to happen. It's going to be a hell of an event. And it's going to have a lot of people there because it is the second annual Fight Week.
Like I said, every fighter you can imagine, except the one guy from New Jersey that was champion of 55.
I know.
What, seriously,
45.
Eric, our producer, better have
Come
his
on,
name.
Eric. If you don't have it by now,
you're
not
fired.
Even trying. What? What? Evans? No. See, you're not even trying. Seriously. What are you doing in there? You playing solitaire?
Seriously, do you not have Google?
What come on, you, I mean, seriously, you got a computer in front of him.
Do you feel like producing a morning show in Los Angeles?
Come out, work here for us. Hell. Thank you so much.
Twice in epic fights.
All right.
And then lost to Gray once earlier in his career.
Keep
I'm
living,
Eric. God's parents, which is ironic, but I don't remember.
I know. Forrest Griffin, thank you so much. If you're ever out here in Los Angeles, I want you to stop in and hang out with us, okay?
All right, I'm going to do that.
You'll see how rough this job really is.
No heavy lifting.
No heavy lifting at all. All right, thank you so much, Forrest. You can actually go see Forrest get inducted into the Hall of Fame. Do that, because it's going to be a hell of a week. It's UFC.com/fightweek. For all the info about the event, and you can purchase tickets to any of the events or just book your travel right there at UFC.com/fightweek. We are going to take a break and come back. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people, on demand, webcast, behind the scenes, too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com, check it out.